to fill up space. I am moved to make full that which hungers. By age 10, I loved to climb down into the caves and press my body to the cool sandstone that has forever smelled of fertile silence. Between the breathless black jaws of some unclaimed tomb, no bigger than my own living vessel, I would rest. The earth himself would hold me within my body's borders, tuck me beneath his tongue to smother my unyielding urge to gobble up stagnant spaces like a rabid dog who can't bear to waste a drop of this free life. When you left, I did not stay on my side of the bed. I swelled out like the tide until I took up this whole ocean of quilt. I pour my blind and gaseous longing like wet smoke into the awkward pits at dinner parties, disguised in a charade of mirth, playing the hysteric fool to unite strangers in their incredulity. It was meant to be a gift. They say life is not perfect, but the craving for life is perfect. It was meant to be a gift, but all too often I swallow up the many timbred voices that compose a well-cultivated room, exhuming and exhausting myself as a black hole must exhaust herself from kissing the mirror again and again until lipstick mars the emptiness that gazes back at me, filling me with her cravings.